I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. I can't deny that times I made mistakes. I can't hide from him in you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry, honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again with you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justify, justify. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall. 'Cause he promised I'll be victorious when I knew I'm not. Then I heard an eagle scream, its voice speaking my soul. He said, you've not done it in the first place. You justify. Oh, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Oh, he looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity.
Amen.
He said, you're just trapped in that body. You bypass your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Oh, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify,
justify,
justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify.
Saints, if you don't mind being seated just for a few minutes here, just a couple of announcements to make. We do give everybody a warm welcome today in Jesus' name. It's really wonderful to gather on a Sunday morning in his house. We're so glad to have Brother Brian and Sister Carol with us once again this morning. I really did appreciate the word last night. There's something about the simplicity of God's word. It really establishes people. You know, we can base things on a lot of things, but the only sure foundation is the word. The word is really the rock that God builds his church upon, and we do appreciate his word. A couple of announcements here. Some are happy, some are not so happy. The first one I'll give you is the sad one is Brother Kingsley is going back to Italy this week on Tuesday. So we really wanted to say farewell to the brother. He's been with us about 5-6 months. And I'll say this from my heart. It's been really a blessing to be with Brother Kingsley. Any brother that's been with Brother Kingsley and fellowshipped with him, it's been a real wonderful time. And I'm just so sad that he's going. You know, I said to him, I'm going to get a rope, I'm going to tie him to the chair, and we're not going to let him go. Because you really do thank the Lord for certain types of people that he sends your way. And they come, they fit in, and they're just a blessing. They minister a blessing. They partake in everything which the church partakes in. So we're really saying a short farewell to our brother, trusting the Lord will bring him back again, because that's our desire and our prayer. But may the Lord give him traveling mercies back. May he greet his family for us and the saints that are there across in Italy. And we're really looking forward to seeing the brother again by God's grace, whensoever the Lord would open the door for him to come our way. So we say farewell, brother, for a season. Keep us in prayer. And may God bless you. Just on the other hand, we've been in contact with Brother George Martin. You know, Brother George Martin, he was with Brother George, Sister Liana in Israel on the tour. And so Brother George has a very good chance. It's almost confirmed. I should have an answer this week that he'll be with us the weekend after Christmas, which is the weekend of the 28th, 29th, and 30th of December. So I just wanted to let the saints know that ahead of time. We also have a visiting minister from Belgium coming that same weekend. Brother Francois has arranged that, Brother Peniel. So we're going to arrange some special meetings that weekend, probably from the Friday, two services on Saturday and two services on Sunday. So we can take advantage of the brother coming from Belgium and also of Brother George Martin passing away. So please be in prayer for those meetings. It's not quite finalized with Brother George, but I'm really under an expectation that he is going to come and minister a blessing to the saints. This week as well, Brother Maxwell is asking us to pray for, firstly, he's moved into a new house. He's moving in tomorrow, I think. Now, Brother Maxwell's just joined us as well. He's got a house in Rush. So he's wanting the saints to gather to have a house dedication. So if it's okay for Friday evening, bro, would that be okay? So we won't have a service here Friday. Let's have a meeting. Whoever's free, Brother Maxwell will give us his address. Let's meet at Brother Maxwell's house Friday evening for house dedication to welcome him. His son is getting in this week as well, so it'll be nice to meet his son. And we just pray the Lord's blessing, that the Lord will establish him. And next weekend we'll have two services on Sunday then, nothing on Friday. And I've asked Brother Maxwell if he'd be kind enough to take the afternoon service. He's a minister, the Lord's used him in different places. So we'd really like to see what the Lord has deposited in the soul of our brother. So let's pray for that meeting as well. And may the Lord give our brother liberty. May the Lord give our brother an anointing to minister a blessing to the church of God next week. Let's also keep remembering Brother Lonnie Jenkins in prayer. He's very, very gravely ill, as we said before. The doctors have just given him a few days to live. Now, maybe it's his time to go. He's run his course. He's been such a wonderful brother, Brother Lonnie Jenkins. The saints from Lithuania, they know him very well. From the Russian-speaking countries, he established a lot of good work there. He labored tremendously in mission work to help to establish the faith in those countries there. And Brother Brian, Sister Carol, they know him very well. I know Brother Lonnie helped them very, very much. But he's very near to the point of death. So if the Lord doesn't really raise him up, it's his going home time. You know, I sent an email around the other day to certain brothers when the doctors told Brother Lonnie that he had less than a week to live. They say he was shocked a little bit at first. And then he composed himself and he said, imagine, just any moment now, I could step into the other dimension. Amen. He says, that's kind of neat. You know, that's the way that he speaks. You're saying, you know, and it's so wonderful for someone to come to the river. Like the prophet says, I do want to come to the river and have any troubles down at the river. And what a wonderful thing to see a veteran coming down to the river, clothed in the robes of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, knowing that you've walked with Christ. Amen. And the same one that you've walked with in life, he's waiting for you to take you across the river. We sing the song, when I come to the river at ending of day, I won't have to cross the Jordan alone. And friends, I think that's the greatest capstone you can have to your life, is on that day when the one that you've labored for, the one that you've loved, the one that you've served, Christ himself, that is waiting for you. Get in the boat, and the lifeboat takes you home. So we just pray for our brother. If it's his time to go, may the Lord just give him a peaceful end. And we'll meet him on the other side. Or we'll meet him when that dimension merges with this dimension. And friends, it won't be very much time from now. But we pray for the family as well. So may the Lord comfort those people. Let's stand again, saints, just before we give over here to Brother Brian, asking him to take his liberty today. Maybe sing one more just chorus, Brother George. And then we give the service over to Brother Brian.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me. You are with me.
supply all my needs. You are more than enough, more than enough, more than enough, more than enough for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let's just pray if we could. Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this fellowship. And Lord, just to be in this presence. And we know, God, that you inhabit the praises of your people. And truly, you are here today. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you would continue with us. And even as we worship you and we praise you, even as we bring the word, I pray, God, that may all these, Lord, be a blessing to us, Father. And may, Lord God, your Holy Spirit just continue to be with us. Mm. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, saints. Praise the Lord. well, you know, I think the best thing to do, Sister Carol and I are going to sing for you first of all.
Oh, that's it. That's
so
it.
That's just really just to relax me.
Just to relax it.
You know, so I'll just ask Sister Carol if she wants to come out just now, and we'll just, you know, sing something for you and minister. Amen. Okay. Does that have a... Yeah. Okay. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. I started for the kingdom, since my new life he made whole. Since I gave my heart to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, the more love he bestows. It's like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he
the sweeter he
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, when I was singing that song, I couldn't help thinking of Brother Lonnie.
Je pouvais penser de frère Lonnie.
And Brother Lonnie has been a precious minister and a precious friend.
Frère Lonnie est un ministre précieux et un ministre un précieux ami.
Yeah, and he came to Glasgow in 1976.
Il est venu à Glasgow en 1976.
And that was the first time that we really heard the message.
Ça, c'était la première fois qu'on a eu réellement le message.
And you know that his friendship and fellowship has been precious.
Son amitié et sa communion étaient précieux.
But the message that he brought us is even more precious.
Le message qu'il nous a amené, c'est même plus précieux.
You know, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him over the other side.
Je regarde le voir de l'autre côté.
And we're going to be an eternal.
Ça sera éternel.
And I'm going to spend another 1,000 years with him.
Et on va passer un autre 1,000 ans avec lui.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether Brother Andrew is first or second on the list. I'll see him anyway.
Le frère Andrew est deuxième, troisième dans la liste. On le verra là-bas.
Yeah, so praise the Lord. I bring my greetings from Glasgow.
Je vous amène des salutations venant de Glasgow.
And my, you know, there was probably an entourage that wanted to come with us.
Il y avait d'autres qui voulaient venir avec nous.
Yeah, but here we are by ourselves.
Voici, nous sommes ici par nous-mêmes.
You know, and we've had such a blessed time.
C'est une chose bénite.
And it was lovely just to meet with their family as well.
C'est bien de se rencontrer aussi à la famille
and,
aussi.
And they came along last night.
Et ils sont venus la nuit passée.
You know, and I believe that they were impressed by the Spirit.
Je pense qu'ils sont impressionnés par l'Esprit.
You know, and really we want to reach out.
Nous voulons évangéliser.
And I believe that every believer wants to reach out.
Je pense que chaque croyant veut évangéliser.
I'm so glad to hear that Brother Rock had, you know, come down here to do some missionary work.
Je suis très content d'entendre que le frère Rock vient ici pour faire l'œuvre missionnaire.
You know, some people think that missionary is Africa or, you know, out in Brazil or something.
D'autres pensent que le missionnaire c'est aller en Afrique ou à Brésil quelque part.
You know, but the mission field is here.
Les champs missionnaires c'est ici.
You know, if we can't evangelize here, there's no point in going anywhere else.
Si tu peux pas évangéliser ici, pas besoin d'aller quelque part ailleurs.
Yeah, so we want to just get that message out.
Et nous voulons faire sortir ce message.
So let's start by reading the word here.
Levons-nous pour lire la parole ici.
And we'll go to a very familiar scripture.
Nous allons lire dans une écriture trop
familière. It's Mark 16, and we'll look from verse 14.
Et Marc 16, nous allons regarder à partir de verset 14.
And we're going to read, you know, the word.
Nous allons lire la parole.
Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye out into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And when they went forth, they and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just ask you to bless the reading of the word to our hearts. And Lord, grant us ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Pouvez-vous en soir?
You know, this is the Great Commission that we're speaking about.
Ça, c'est une grande commission que nous sommes en train de parler à propos de cela.
And you know, the Great Commission for us is a mandate.
La grande commission pour nous, c'est un mandat.
In other words, there's no discussion about it. It's something that we must do.
Il n'y a pas de discussion à quelque chose que nous devons faire.
You know, if I made a mandate, I would expect it to be carried out.
Si c'est un mandat, vous devez le faire.
And when the Lord is speaking to his disciples, he is giving them, you know, a mandate, you know, to, you know, for a commission.
quand le Seigneur parle à ses disciples, il leur donne une ordonnance pour
un commandement. And with that commission, there are many promises.
Avec cette commission, il y a beaucoup de promesses.
Oh my, I really feel sorry for the people who think that this is uninspired literature.
Et je me sens malheureux pour les gens qui pensent que ce sont des écritures qui sont juste comme ça.
Because what I tell you is, when I read this scripture,
et quand je lis cette écriture,
I just see so much power.
Je vois beaucoup de force.
You know, and coming into the message didn't change this mandate.
Et quand je venant dans le message, cela ne change pas cette parole.
You know, I've met people who think that the Lord is going to bring people into the church.
Et ceux qui pensent que la parole va amener les gens dans l'église.
But what they don't realize is that Jesus gave us the mandate to go out there and bring them in.
Et ceux qui ne comprennent pas, c'est parce que Jésus a donné un commandement qui allait et les amener dans l'église.
It's still the Spirit of the Lord.
C'est l'Esprit du Seigneur.
But the Spirit of the Lord working through us.
C'est l'Esprit du Seigneur qui travaille à travers nous.
You know, Brother Branham's message was all about Christ being formed in us.
Et le message du frère Branham était toujours Christ être formé en nous.
And quite simply, I don't even need Brother Branham to tell me that. The Word tells me.
Je n'ai pas même pas besoin que le frère Branham me dise cela. La parole me dit.
You know, in Christ in us, you know, should be going out and reaching out.
Et Christ en nous, nous devrions aller et évangéliser dehors.
And it tells us that, you know, these disciples were just sitting at even at meat.
Et cela nous dit que le disciple était là en train de s'asseoir.
And the first thing that he did was he upbraided them for their unbelief.
Et la première chose qu'il a fait, de le faire sortir de la crédulité.
It's amazing how much unbelief we find round about this word.
Et comment plusieurs fois nous trouvons l'incrédulité.
Now this was the 11 disciples.
C'était le 11 disciples.
This is the ones that were healing the sick and raising the dead.
C'était ceux qui étaient en train de guérir le malade et ressusciter le mort.
This is the ones that he was telling them that he was going to rise on the third day.
Ce sont ceux qu'il était en train de dire qu'il va ressusciter au troisième jour.
And now he upbraids them.
Et maintenant, il souffle en lui.
You know, perhaps sometimes we need a little bit of upbraiding.
Peut-être quelque chose que vous avez besoin de souffle.
You know, when we sit back and we think, well, someone else is going to bring them in.
Et quand nous nous asseyons, nous disons que quelqu'un d'autre va les amener.
We think it's the pastor's job or the minister's job.
Que c'est le travail du pasteur ou du ministre.
And yet, you know, it's actually our job.
Et c'est notre travail.
You know, God didn't say, well, you know, this one is going to, you know, this mandate belongs to this one and it doesn't belong to that one.
Dieu n'a pas dit que ce commandement appartient à celui-ci et appartient à celui-là.
See, but this is for everyone.
Et ça, c'est pour tout le monde.
And it says that he upbraided them, it says, for their unbelief and hardness of heart.
Il le parlant de leur incrédulité et le directeur de leur cœur.
And why was that? Because they believed not them which had seen him after he had risen.
C'est parce qu'ils n'ont pas cru qu'ils le verront après qu'il soit ressuscité.
You know that whenever you tell someone about what God has done in your life,
et quand vous dites à quelqu'un ce que Dieu a fait dans votre vie,
you are actually a witness of the risen Christ.
Vous êtes en train de témoigner la résurrection de Jésus-Christ.
Anyone that doesn't listen to you will be upbraided.
Et c'est lui qui n'écoute pas cela.
You know, Brother Branham told us that if we can't know all the doctrines and things, we can tell them how the flame got lit.
Le frère Branham nous dit que si on ne connaît pas même pas toutes les doctrines, on peut leur dire de ce que nous connaissons.
And so the Lord said, he says, go ye out into all the world.
Il dit, vend à toutes les nations.
See, that's all the world.
Et c'est dans toutes les nations.
You know, and sometimes we think of all the world as being all the countries and states all around the place.
Et dans toutes les nations, on pense que tout le pays, toutes les villes.
You know, but Dublin is part of the world as well.
Et Dublin aussi fait partie du monde.
And it says, and preach the gospel to every creature.
Et il dit, prêche l'évangile à toutes les créatures.
Doesn't matter what they look like.
Peu importe comment ils ressemblent.
Doesn't matter what they sound like.
Et comment ils sonnent.
Doesn't matter what they smell like.
Peu importe leurs odeurs.
It says, preach the gospel to every creature.
Prêchez l'évangile à toutes les créatures.
And that's what we should be doing, preaching the gospel.
Nous devrions faire, c'est prêchant l'évangile.
And it says here that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Et celui qui croit et baptisé sera sauvé.
But he that believeth not shall be damned.
Et celui qui ne croit pas sera condamné.
And I tell you that first of all you've got to believe.
Vous devez d'abord croire.
And then be baptized.
Et alors être baptisé.
See, so that's the prerequisite.
Et ça, c'est une requête.
Is believing.
De croire.
And I believe that this word here is for the believer.
Et cela est pour le croyant.
You know, I spoke to someone quite a while ago.
Je parlais quelqu'un avec quelqu'un il y a longtemps.
And everything I told him that I was taking things out of the word.
Tout ce que je lui ai dit, j'étais en train de prendre les choses de la parole.
And when I was telling him these things,
j'étais en train de lui dire de ces choses.
You know, they says, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Je ne crois pas à ceci. Je ne crois pas à cela.
And I says, well, that's okay because it's only for believers.
Ceci est seulement pour les croyants.
The word of God is only for believers.
La parole de Dieu, c'est seulement pour les croyants.
And the word says that these signs shall follow them that believe.
Ces signes vont suivre ceux qui croient.
No, you don't have to work it up.
Vous n'avez pas besoin de travailler pour cela.
You don't have to think, well, maybe I'll have a gift of prophecy today.
Tu peux pas penser qu'avoir le don de la prophétie.
Or maybe I'll go and pray for the sick and, you know, try and make them recover.
Prêcher pour le malade. Hein?
You don't have to think about those things.
Vous n'avez pas besoin de penser à propos de ces choses.
Because the word says, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Parce que la parole dit que ces signes vont suivre ceux qui croient.
See, if you believe, these signs will follow you.
Et si vous croyez, ces signes vont te suivre.
You know, a sinner doesn't wake up in the morning and think, I think I'll be a sinner today.
Un pécheur ne se réveille pas le matin et pense que je serai un pécheur aujourd'hui.
He doesn't think, well, I'm going to think really hard how I'm going to sin today.
Il dit, je vais penser, dire de ce que je vais dire aujourd'hui.
He just wakes up in the morning and he is like a duck to water.
Il se réveille le matin comme ça.
And he doesn't have to think about it. He smokes, he drinks.
Il n'a pas besoin de penser à propos de fumer ou de boire.
He has evil thoughts.
Et avoir de mauvaises pensées.
And he doesn't worry about anything like that.
Il ne s'inquiète pas de quelque chose comme ça.
And I have to say that the reverse is true for the believer.
Après avoir vu que ce verset est pour le croyant.
If you've got to think hard about being a Christian today.
Et si vous devez penser dire d'être un chrétien aujourd'hui.
And if you've got to think hard about being a believer today.
Et penser à propos d'être un croyant aujourd'hui.
Then it's about time that you started again.
Et vous allez commencer encore une fois.
See, because a believer doesn't have to think about being a believer.
Un croyant n'a pas besoin de penser d'être un croyant.
He just is a believer.
Et voici un croyant.
And these signs follow the believer.
Ces signes suivent le croyant.
Amen. Do you believe that there are signs that are going to follow you?
Et si vous croyez que les signes vont te suivre.
I believe that. I just believe the word.
Et je crois juste la parole.
And God does the rest.
Et Dieu fait le reste.
I don't have to worry about the rest of it.
Pas besoin de m'inquiéter du reste.
And it says here that they shall speak with new tongues.
Ils vont parler avec des nouvelles langues.
And also that they shall take up serpents.
Ils vont prendre les serpents.
You know, and we don't have to worry about those, you know, those false teachings or those false doctrines.
Vous n'avez pas besoin de s'inquiéter de ces fausses doctrines et de faux enseignements.
Because the believer always looks back to the Word.
C'est parce que le croyant regarde toujours à la parole.
They always go back to Father God.
Il regarde toujours faire la faveur de Dieu.
Find out what He says first.
Et voir ce que Dieu a dit premièrement.
You know, and it says that if he drinks any deadly thing, it shall not hurt him.
Et si vous buvez quelque chose d'amer, cela ne vous fera aucun mal.
You know, so we don't have to worry about being poisoned with false teachings.
Vous n'avez pas besoin de s'inquiéter d'être poisonné par les mauvais enseignements.
Because when you believe, you're standing upon something which is a firm and stable foundation.
Et quand vous croyez, vous vous tenez une fondation solide et ferme.
You're standing upon the Word of God.
Vous vous tenez sur la parole de Dieu.
And you know that Word of God is powerful.
Et cette parole de Dieu est imparfaite.
We read last night how it's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Nous avons vu la nuit passée comment il est plus tranchant qu'une épée à double tranchant.
It'll divide between the soul and the spirit.
Il divise l'âme et l'esprit.
And the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Les pensées et les intentions du cœur.
You know, even if you think one thing and do another.
Et si vous pensez une seule chose et que vous faites autre.
The Lord knows these things.
Le Seigneur connaît ces choses.
And He knows everything about us.
Et il connaît toutes choses à propos de nous.
You know, and I really believe that this Holy Ghost that we're speaking about here.
Je crois que le Saint-Esprit était en train de parler ici.
Is an experience.
C'est comme une expérience.
It's an experience.
Et ça, c'est une expérience.
You know, and you know, we look at some of the scriptures here. Let's look at some of the scriptures concerning the Holy Ghost.
Nous allons regarder certaines écritures concernant le Saint-Esprit.
I hope you don't mind a little Bible study.
Je pense que vous n'allez pas vous inquiéter d'une petite étude biblique.
We love Bible studies back home.
Nous aimons l'étude biblique à la maison.
So we're turning up to the book of John here.
Nous allons retourner dans le livre de Jean ici. Nous tournons dans le livre de Jean.
So we turn to John 14.
Jean 14.
Now if we look at verse 12.
Si vous regardez dans le verset 12.
Now what Jesus is speaking about here is the life of a believer.
Il parle de la vie de croyant.
It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." Now that is a great promise.
Ça, c'est une grande promesse.
That's a promise for every one of
c'est
us.
La promesse pour tout et chacun de nous.
You know, and it's not even a Pentecostal message.
Il n'y a même pas un message
Pentecostal. It's a word message.
Et c'est la parole message.
You know, this is the words of Christ.
Et ça, c'est les paroles de Christ.
And he also says, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name," he says, "that will I do." He says that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Afin que le Fils soit glorifié dans le Père soit glorifié dans le Fils.
Now, one of the great overlooked things
la chose la plus regardée
in this message can
dans
be,
ce message peut être,
you know, can be the gift of the Holy Ghost in our life.
Le don du Saint-Esprit dans la vie.
You know, for some of us, you know, we think that, you know, that when we receive the doctrine, that's us got the Holy Ghost.
Nous recevons les doctrines, nous recevons le Saint-Esprit.
You know, but let me tell you that it's not a doctrine, it's a life.
Il n'y a pas une doctrine comme la vie.
This message is the life of Jesus Christ in us.
Et ce message, c'est la vie de Christ en nous.
This is the Word made flesh.
Et ça, c'est la parole faite chair.
And when the Word is made flesh,
et quand la parole est faite chair,
it begins to behave like Jesus Christ.
Et là commence à se comporter comme Jésus Christ.
And not only does it begin to behave like Jesus Christ, but it begins to demonstrate the life of Jesus Christ.
Il commence aussi à démontrer la vie de Jésus Christ.
You know, and that's why the Lord said in verse 15,
et c'est pourquoi le Seigneur dit dans le verset 15,
he says, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
Et si vous m'aimez, gardez mes commandements.
Now there's a relationship here between the Word and between the Spirit.
Il dit, il y a la relation ici entre la parole et l'esprit.
If you're going to worship God, you're going to be worshiping Him in spirit and in truth.
Et si vous allez adorer Dieu, vous devez l'adorer en esprit et en vérité.
And here he gives us a little, you know, insight into this relationship.
C'est-à-dire comment il donne, comment entrer dans cette relation.
If you love me, keep
si
my commandments.
Gardez mes commandements.
Now, a believer just wants to serve God.
Un croyant veut juste servir Dieu.
Like a sinner doesn't want to serve God.
Et comme un pécheur ne veut pas servir Dieu.
See, but the believer will keep the commandments because he loves God.
Un croyant va garder les commandements parce qu'il aime Dieu.
He doesn't have to think about it. He doesn't have to work at it.
Il n'a pas besoin de penser à propos de cela ou de travailler cela.
And the promise that's given to the believer who follows the word
la promesse qui est donnée au croyant qui
is in verse 16. He says, "I will pray the Father and he shall give you another comforter."
Moi, je prierai le Père et il vous donnera un autre consolateur.
"That he may abide with you forever."
Afin qu'il demeure à vous.
Now you see how this relationship works.
Vous voyez comment cette relation marche.
It's speaking about obedience to the word.
Ça parle à propos de l'obéissance à la parole.
See, obedience to the word, he says, and then he will bring the other comforter.
Et l'obéissance à la parole et il va amener l'autre consolateur.
You know, if you can, think about it this way.
Il faut penser à propos de ceci d'une façon.
Here is Jesus as a man.
Et voici Jésus comme un homme.
The Word made flesh.
Et la parole faite chair.
And here he is with his disciples.
Et voici ses disciples.
You know, and everybody wants his attention.
Et tout le monde veut son attention.
You know, it's a little bit like how we have a pastor.
Et comme nous avons un pasteur.
You know, the bigger the church,
le plus grand est l'église.
You know, the more strain it is on the pastor.
Plus de problèmes sur le pasteur.
Because everybody wants to come to the pastor.
C'est parce que tout le monde veut venir chez le pasteur.
Everybody wants the attention.
Tout le monde veut l'attention du pasteur.
And Jesus was only a man.
Jésus étant juste un homme.
You know, he was a great shepherd.
Il était un grand berger.
And there he was, and he said, "Well, you know, I know that everybody wants to have, you know, an audience with me."
Je connais que tout le monde veut avoir une audience avec moi.
But what he was doing was he was changing the relationship.
Et qu'est-ce qu'il était en train de faire? Il était en train de changer la relation.
Because now he wasn't going to come back to his disciples as a man.
Et c'est parce qu'il va revenir sur le disciple comme un homme.
But he is promising here that he is going to live in the disciple.
Il a promis ici qu'il va vivre dans les disciples.
And that's why he says, I'll pray the Father, he says, and he shall give you another comforter.
Que le Père vous donnera un autre consolateur.
He says that he may abide with you forever.
Afin qu'il puisse demeurer à vous pour toujours.
And he says it's even the Spirit of truth.
Même l'esprit de vérité,
whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not and neither knoweth him, but you shall know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Il sera en vous, l'esprit de la vérité que le monde ne connaît pas.
And see, it's impossible for the world to receive the Spirit of Truth.
C'est impossible que le monde puisse recevoir l'esprit de la vérité.
But I just thank God that it's by His grace that I can receive this.
Et je trouve que par la grâce de Dieu, on peut recevoir cela.
You know, as I said last evening.
Et comme j'ai dit la nuit passée.
When Christ transcends a life.
Et quand Christ change la vie.
It changes everything.
Il change toutes choses.
It changes how you see the world.
Ça change la façon dont tu vois le monde.
When you're hearing or reading the news, it changes how you read the news.
Et quand vous lisez le journal, ça change la façon de lire le journal.
It changes your relationship and your family.
Et ça change la relation dans votre famille.
It changes your relationship and your job.
Et ça change la relation dans votre travail.
It changes everything.
Et ça change toutes choses.
And that's why Paul says that we are new creatures in Christ.
Pourquoi Paul dit que nous sommes des nouvelles créatures à Christ.
Because we're no longer thinking like the natural man.
Il n'y a pas de pensée comme un homme naturel.
But our mind has been transformed into the mind of Christ.
Et la pensée a été transformée dans la pensée de Christ.
And that's why he says, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you.
Je ne veux pas vous laisser sans consolateur, je reviendrai chez vous.
You know, and he also says in verse 26.
Bon, le verset 26 aussi, il est dit.
He says, but the Comforter, he says, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He says, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
Il vous enseignera toutes choses et vous rappellera de tout ce que je vous ai dit.
You know, many people today,
beaucoup de gens aujourd'hui,
you know, they think that the sign of the Holy Ghost,
ils pensent que le Saint-Esprit,
or the evidence is the speaking in tongues.
L'évidence du Saint-Esprit, c'est parler en langue.
You know, trying to get that through to them that it's not speaking in tongues is incredible.
Et ça, ce n'est pas parler en langue qui est l'évidence.
See, but what the Lord actually said,
ce que le Seigneur dit,
was that when the Comforter has come,
quand le Consolateur viendra,
he shall teach you all things.
Il va vous enseigner toutes choses.
He says, and he'll bring to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
Il vous rappellera de tout ce que je vous ai dit.
So when that sneaky serpent comes along,
et quand un serpent mauvais vient tout au long du chemin,
and tries to bring his own interpretation of the words,
il essaie d'amener sa propre interprétation de la parole,
the Holy Ghost takes you back to the words that he spoke in the first place.
Va vous ramener directement à la parole qu'il a parlé en premier lieu.
That becomes your protection.
Et cela devient votre protection.
You know, I had some people who told me that the rapture had already taken place.
Il y a d'autres gens qui m'ont dit que l'enlèvement a déjà pris place.
You know, and I immediately went back in the Word.
Et je suis allé immédiatement dans la parole.
It says that we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air.
Nous serons amenés à haut.
And then, we'll meet the Lord in the air.
Et nous allons rencontrer le Seigneur dans les airs.
And you know, I says, well, in that case, you know, why am I here and why are you here?
Dans cette façon, pourquoi je suis ici, pourquoi vous êtes ici?
See, because the Holy Ghost brings the word to your remembrance.
Amen. Parce que le Saint-Esprit amène la parole dans votre, vous rappelle de la parole.
And also, it's the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Et il discerne les intentions et le pensée du cœur.
You know, when I'm reading a message book,
quand je lis le livre du message, la brochure,
I want to know what the thought and intent of that preacher was.
Et je vais voir l'intention de ce que le prédicateur.
It's not what you say, he says.
Ce n'est pas ce que toi tu dis.
It's what he intended to say.
Mais c'est qu'il a l'intention de dire. C'est ce qui est important.
See, because the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Les intentions et le pensée du cœur.
And also, it will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance whatsoever he said.
Toutes choses et va vous rappeler de tout ce qu'il a dit.
You know, as we turn to another scripture, and this time we go to chapter 15,
nous allons dans chapitre 15,
and you know what it says here about the Holy Ghost,
again. Dit à propos de cet esprit ici?
Now this is in the context of being, the, you know, I am the true vine.
Pour voir que je suis le vrai vigne.
And one of the things that we must, you know, that we must realize in this,
l'une de ces choses que nous devons comprendre ici,
is that the believer must be connected to the vine.
Et que le croyant doit être connecté aux vignes.
When a believer is connected to the vine, they are connected to the life source.
Et quand vous êtes connecté aux vignes, vous êtes connecté à la source de vie.
And for me, this is my life source.
Et pour moi, ça, c'est ma source de vie.
My life doesn't come from anywhere else. It comes from this word.
Et ma vie ne vient pas de nulle part. Ça vient de cette parole.
And I'm connected to this word here.
Et je me connecte, je me fais connecter avec cette parole.
No, and first, I'll read verse 16 here.
Je vais lire verset 16 ici.
Where it says, you know, I have, it says, you have not chosen me.
Ce n'est pas vous qui m'a choisi.
It says, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should bring forth fruit.
Mais moi, je vous ai choisi et je vous ai établi afin que vous alliez
and
et que vous portiez du fruit.
And that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever should ask of the Father, he says, in my name, it shall be given, it may be given it to at you.
Et que votre fruit demeure afin que ce que vous demanderez au Père et au, à mon nom, il vous le donne.
And here as we begin to realize that God has chosen us.
Et nous commençons à comprendre que Dieu nous a choisis.
And he's chosen us for a particular reason.
Et il nous a choisis pour une raison particulière.
To bring forth fruit in our season.
Pour que nous puissions porter des fruits à notre saison.
Now, I'm not bringing forth a Lutheran message today.
Je n'amène pas le message luthérien aujourd'hui.
I'm not bringing forth a Pentecostal message.
Je n'amène pas un message pentecôtiste aujourd'hui.
But I'm bringing forth the message which is for this season.
Et j'amène le message qui est pour cette saison.
You know, and even when we bring it down to a personal level,
et quand nous amenons cela même dans notre niveau personnel,
you know, there are many times where we should be bringing forth the fruit.
Il y a plusieurs fois qu'on devrait faire sortir des fruits.
You know, I'm not the fruit inspector.
Je ne suis pas celui qui entend le fruit.
The Holy Ghost is the fruit inspector.
Le Saint-Esprit est l'inspecteur de fruits.
You know, and there are certain situations where maybe we should be speaking to people.
Il y a certains instants que nous devons parler aux gens.
There are many people who need, who have needs and need deliverance.
Il y a besoin, beaucoup de gens qui ont besoin de besoins et de délivrance.
There are many people who we can minister to with the word.
Il y a d'autres gens qui peuvent manifester la parole.
And even if you're a sister, you can still share your testimony.
Même si vous êtes une sœur, vous pouvez toujours témoigner la parole.
No, there is no one that can sit back and say, well, this great commission doesn't belong to me.
Il y a personne qui peut s'asseoir et dire que cette grande commission ne m'appartient pas.
This is a mandate for us all.
Ça, c'est pour les autres, c'est un commandement pour tout le monde.
And all the Lord is asking is that we bring forth the fruit in our season.
Ce que le Seigneur nous demande de produire des fruits.
And that fruit might be in your workplace. Might be in your school. See, but he says here that he says that he has chosen you to bring forth the fruit and that the fruit might remain. You know, I just love it when a believer, you know, shares the word.
J'aime quand un croyant partage la parole.
You know, sometimes we have testimony meetings.
Des fois, nous avons des réunions de témoignages.
And you know, one of the biggest encouragements for me is when,
encouragement pour moi,
is when someone comes up and testifies of what God has done in their life.
Et quand quelqu'un vient et témoigne de ce que Dieu a fait dans sa vie.
You know, and as a pastor, you know, what you're watching here is the fruit.
Et comme pasteur, ce que vous regardez, c'est le fruit.
You're seeing lives being changed.
Vous voyez la vie qui est changée.
Seeing deliverance in people's lives.
Vous voyez la délivrance dans la vie des gens.
You know, you're seeing the power of God in a person's
vous
life.
Vous voyez la puissance de Dieu dans la vie d'une personne.
And you know that that's so encouragement.
Et ça, c'est trop encourageant.
It's so encouraging for a pastor or a minister.
Ça encourage le ministre et le pasteur.
To see the fruit coming forth in its season.
Pour voir le fruit sortir.
And that's why he says he has chosen us.
Et c'est pourquoi il dit qu'il nous a choisis.
You know, you don't see a tree trying to pull back its fruit.
Vous ne voyez pas un arbre qui essaie de faire sortir, qui force de faire sortir.
It all comes very, very naturally.
Et cela vient naturellement.
It doesn't sit back and say, "Well, I'm going to produce an apple today." And I really believe that a believer will bring forth fruit in its season.
Et je crois que le croyant va faire sortir de fruits
en saison. And that's why God has chosen us at this time.
Que Dieu nous a choisi dans ces temps.
And he also, Jesus also said in verse 26,
Jésus a dit aussi dans verset 26,
he says that when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me.
Il va rendre témoignage de moi.
You know, I would expect a Christian to testify of Jesus Christ.
J'entends que Christ puisse témoigner à propos de Jésus-Christ.
You know, they don't testify of football.
Ils ne témoignent pas à propos de football.
Or of other things.
Ou autre chose.
See, but they testify of Jesus Christ.
Ils témoignent à propos de Jésus-Christ.
You know, and certainly it's maybe good to talk about different things.
Et c'est bien peut-être de parler à propos de choses différentes.
But no matter. You know, what is your main interest?
Peu importe ce qui est votre intérêt principal.
You should always be a Christian.
Vous devriez toujours être un chrétien.
You know, even the world knows that you're a Christian.
Même le monde connaît que vous êtes un chrétien.
They always say that a Christian can never hide.
Vous allez voir qu'un chrétien ne peut pas se cacher.
You know what it's like. Sometimes, you know, people want to hide in a crowd.
Il y a des fois les gens qui veulent se cacher.
And they say, "Oh, nobody knows I'm a Christian."
Il y a personne qui connaît que je suis un chrétien.
You know, and they try to kind of, you know, hide and act like everyone else.
Ils essaient de se cacher et agir comme tous les autres.
There's a great pressure for conformity, isn't there?
Et ça, c'est une chose précieuse.
You know, that's Satan's Eden pressing it down on top of you.
Il y a une grande pression dans l'Éden de Satan.
But you know that for a believer.
Mais pour un croyant.
You know, even though a crowd, you might be among a crowd of people.
Tu peux être même dans une foule de gens.
And yet, you know, the thing is that, you know, even though you're in that crowd, you know, God knows who you are.
Même si tu es dans cette foule, Dieu connaît ce que toi tu es.
And one of the surprising things is that the devil knows who you are as well.
Le diable aussi, il va connaître.
I've often spoken to people, in fact, I've probably been in a situation myself.
J'ai plusieurs fois parlé aux gens que j'ai été moi-même dans une situation pareille.
Where you're among a crowd.
Et quand vous êtes parmi les foules, la foule.
You know, and you know, nobody knows that you're a Christian.
Il n'y a personne qui te connaît que tu es un chrétien.
But the devil knows that you're a Christian.
Mais le diable connaît que tu es un chrétien.
And he'll send someone to get you to compromise.
Il va envoyer quelqu'un pour te pousser à compromettre.
And he'll try to put the pressure on you.
Et il va essayer de mettre la pression sur vous.
And that's because he knows who you are.
Mais c'est parce qu'il connaît ce que vous êtes.
You know, so a believer should be bringing forth the correct fruit.
Un croyant devrait faire sortir de fruits corrects.
And it doesn't matter where you are, you should be bringing forth the fruit.
Et peu importe là où vous êtes, vous devriez faire sortir de fruits.
See, and bringing forth that fruit.
Il va faire sortir ses fruits.
You know, so let's turn to chapter 16. Got another scripture for you here.
Tournons dans chapitre 16.
16, and we go down to verse 13.
Et nous allons dans le verset 13.
And it says that he says, when the Spirit of truth is come, it says he will guide you into all truth. Now this is a wonderful thing.
Et ça, c'est une chose merveilleuse.
No, you're wondering why some people go off this way and some people go off that way.
Vous demandez pourquoi les autres vont dans l'autre chemin et les autres dans l'autre chemin.
We have to remember that it's the Spirit of truth. When you've received the Spirit of truth, it will guide you into all truth.
Et quand vous recevez l'Esprit de la vérité, il va vous conduire dans toute la vérité.
Because that, you know, that Spirit will seek to be like this word.
Et parce que cet Esprit-là va chercher à être comme cette parole.
It says, and he shall not speak of himself. It says, but whatsoever he shall hear, it says, that shall he speak.
Il ne parle pas de lui-même, mais il dira tout ce qu'il aurait entendu.
No, as a minister, I don't have anything to say for myself.
Et que, comme un ministre, je n'ai rien à dire pour moi-même.
You know, I freely admit I'm bringing this to you second hand. Because the things that I'm speaking, I'm finding in here.
C'est parce que les choses que je parle se retrouvent ici.
We don't have a message of our own.
Nous n'avons pas un message à nous-mêmes.
You know, yes, certainly we should claim it and say, well, this message is mine.
Et certainement, on peut déclarer, dire que ce message m'appartient.
And that we identify it with it 100%.
Et nous sommes identifiés avec 100%.
But this is a message which has been given to us.
Ce message nous a été donné.
See, and that's why he says, for he shall not speak of himself.
C'est parce qu'il va pas parler de lui-même.
When you get a preacher up that's speaking about himself,
et
you watch out.
Un prédicateur qui parle de lui-même, il faut veiller à cela.
If he's got an agenda, then it's all about himself.
Il a un agenda,
it's a problem.
À propos de lui-même, c'est un problème.
See, but what he says here is, he says, well, he shall not speak of himself.
Il ne va pas parler de lui-même.
He says, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak.
Et il dira tout ce qu'il aura attendu.
No, Brother Francois, he's only speaking with the things that I'm speaking.
Il parle toujours les choses que je parle.
You know, I'm assured that he's not speaking something else. I've got a few amens there, so that's good. You know, so, you know, we don't speak, it's not our own message.
Ce n'est pas notre propre message.
He says, and he says that things that he hears, he shall speak.
Les choses qu'il a attendues, c'est ce qu'il va parler.
As you know, one of the wonderful things it says here,
l'une des choses merveilleuses qu'il a dit ici,
it says, and he shall show you things to come.
Et il va vous montrer les choses à venir. Il vous annoncera.
You know,
choses à venir.
One of the great things about this word
la grande chose à propos de cette
is parole, that when we can sit down and speak to people about things that are to be.
Et quand on peut s'asseoir et parler avec les gens des choses qui vont venir.
No, Jesus often had these little moments with the disciples.
Jésus avait ce moment avec les disciples.
Where he would gather them round about him.
Quand ils vont les rassembler.
And then he would begin to speak about things that are to be.
Et choses à venir.
You know that the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy.
Non, le témoignage de Jésus, c'est l'esprit de la prophétie.
And you know that if you're feeding off of this word,
et si vous êtes en train de vous nourrir de cette parole,
you'll begin to speak prophetically.
Vous commencez à parler prophétiquement.
When we speak about the coming of the Lord,
et quand on parle de la venue du Seigneur,
we're speaking of things that are to be.
Nous parlons des choses à venir.
Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We can stand there with confidence in the word. And we know that that word is going to come to pass. You know, I can say something that might not come to pass. But I know that whenever I speak that word, that word will come to pass. It must come to pass. See, and that's why a believer, you know, must walk in the light. See, the light that God gives us. You know, that's 1 John 1:7. Which says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
Vous avez la communion avec l'un à l'autre.
And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin.
Et le sang de Jésus-Christ nous purifie de tout péché.
See, when a believer begins to speak of the word of God,
et quand un croyant commence à parler de la parole de Dieu,
you can't speak about, you know, the birth of Christ without speaking about the coming of Christ.
Tu peux pas parler de la naissance de Christ sans pour autant parler de la venue de Christ.
You can't speak about the things that are going on in this world without telling them about the end of the things that are coming, that are going on in this world.
Sans pour autant parler de la fin de ces choses.
Because this word is the thing that makes the difference.
C'est parce que cette parole est la chose qui fait la différence.
The newscast just speaks about what's happening just now.
Les journalistes, ils parlent à propos de tout ce qui se passe maintenant.
And the world, you know, speaks about things just now and what might be.
Et le monde parle à propos des choses qui se passent maintenant et ce que cela signifie.
But the words of Christ speak about things to come.
Et la parole de Christ parle de choses à venir.
And that's why it says that we will not speak our own words.
Et c'est pourquoi il est dit que je ne veux pas parler de nos propres paroles.
But those things which we hear,
les choses que nous avons entendues,
And he will show you things to come.
Et vous annoncerons des choses à venir.
Remember, John said in the scriptures,
vous vous rappelez que Jean a dit dans les Écritures,
he says, I was in the Spirit in the Lord's day.
Je dans l'esprit au jour du Seigneur.
You know, and I read a little quote there, you know, a few days ago. I can't remember what it is.
Une situation quelques jours passés, je ne me rappelle pas de ce que c'est.
You know, and it was saying that the book of Revelation was written at the end of the age, not at the beginning.
On dit que le livre de l'Apocalypse a été écrit à la fin de l'âge, pas au commencement.
You know, and that's amazing just to get your mind round that one.
C'est étonnant de pouvoir mettre ta pensée sur.
To understand that this is a book of prophecy.
Pour comprendre que c'est un livre de prophétie.
Now, this book already speaks of its fulfillment.
Et ce livre a déjà parlé de son accomplissement.
John saw its fulfillment.
Jean a vu son accomplissement.
And the things that he spoke about, he was speaking of things that are to be.
Et les choses qu'il parle, il parle des choses à venir.
And by the Holy Ghost, he was showing us things to come.
Et par le Saint-Esprit, il nous montre les choses à venir.
And I believe that that Spirit is on the bride in this day.
Que cet esprit-là est dans l'épouse à ce jour.
We've got to think about this word not as just some sort of doctrine.
Et vous commencez à penser de cette parole connaissance comme une sorte de doctrine.
You know, or some sort of teaching.
Et comme une sorte d'enseignement.
But we've got to think about this as being a life.
Et nous devons penser de cela comme étant une vie.
And how it changes us.
Et comment cela nous change.
You know, so when we look at the Word of God,
et quand nous regardons la parole de Dieu,
you know, and last night I was speaking about, you know, I was speaking about, we were talking in the book of Ephesians.
La nuit passée, on était en train de parler dans le livre d'Éphésiens.
You know, and the book of Ephesians, you know, it speaks about, you know how that we're kind of already, you know, in the land. Let's actually turn to the book of Ephesians. Just turn to this one.
Dans le livre de Ephésiens.
I think we did speak about this. See, and this speaks about the believer.
Parlons à propos du croyant.
Right, Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll look at verse 3 here.
Ephésiens chapitre 1, verset 3 ici.
See what it says about the believer here. You know, because the believer has got a mandate.
C'est parce que le croyant a un commandement.
To preach the gospel.
Pour prêcher l'évangile.
You know, and with that, there are many promises.
Il y a beaucoup de promesses.
And one of the promises is that we are actually seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
L'une des promesses que nous allons nous asseoir dans la place céleste avec Jésus-Christ.
You know, what this word does is it takes us higher.
Ce que la parole nous dit, il nous fait, il nous élève un peu.
You know, it takes us higher than just an ordinary church life.
Il nous élève juste au-dessus de la vie ordinaire de l'église.
See, this word feeds the spirit.
Cette parole nourrit l'esprit.
And we worship him in spirit and truth.
Et nous l'adorons dans l'esprit et en vérité.
And the comforter is one that is indwelling in us.
Et le consolateur, c'est celui qui habite en nous.
And it brings us to a place of recognizing who we are.
Et nous amène dans une place de reconnaître qui nous sommes.
You know, and a lot of what this message is about is just showing us who we are.
Dans ce message, il nous montre de ce que nous sommes.
And you know, we read where Paul says in verse 3.
Nous lisons là où Paul a dit dans verset 3.
It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ."
Dans les lieux célestes en Christ.
Yeah, you know, so what we find is that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Il nous a bénis des bénédictions spirituelles.
You know, when I read that, I begin to realize that all of heaven is at our disposal.
Et le ciel tout entier a béni.
And he says here, you know, he's speaking to us as sons and daughters of God.
Il parle aux fils et filles de Dieu.
And in verse 4 he says, according as he has chosen us, it says, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Irréprochable devant lui.
Now let's just break that down a little.
Brisons un peu cela.
He says that he has chosen us in him.
Il nous a élus la fondation du monde.
Now we've just read where the Comforter is the one who comes to dwell with us.
Nous avons lu que le Consolateur est celui qui vient habiter en nous.
But he has also chosen us to be in him.
Et il nous a aussi choisi d'être en lui.
And notice what he says, it's before the foundation of the world.
Avant la fondation du monde.
See, we might have said one day, I accept Jesus Christ. But what we find is that before the foundation of the world, we were already there in his thoughts.
Avant la fondation du monde, nous étions déjà dans ses pensées.
He already saw us.
Il nous a déjà vu.
He knew who we were.
Il connaissait de ce que nous étions.
And before there was ever an atom, before there was ever any material, we were already in his mind.
Avant qu'il y ait même un atome, nous étions déjà dans ses pensées.
And it says that he's chosen us to be in him.
Il nous a choisi d'être en lui.
You know, it's so important that the believer is found in Christ.
Et c'est très important que les croyants se retrouvent en Christ.
You know, I don't care so much if you're found in church.
Ça ne m'inquiète pas quand quelqu'un trouve l'église,
Being found in church is a good start.
Retrouvé en l'église, c'est un bon commencement.
But being found in Christ is essential.
Mais être retrouvé en Christ, c'est l'essentiel.
See, every believer should be found in Christ.
Et chaque croyant devrait se retrouver en Christ.
And notice what it says.
Écoutez ce qu'il a dit.
It says that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Et être sans tache, irréprochable devant lui.
Now I want to ask you, you know, do you feel holy?
Est-ce que vous vous sentez saint?
Now you might not always feel holy.
Vous ne pouvez pas toujours sentir saint.
You might not always feel without blame.
Et tu peux ne pas toujours sentir être irréprochable.
And this is where we have a dilemma.
Et c'est là où nous avons un dilemme.
Because we have to choose between the way that we feel and what the Word says.
Et nous devons choisir de ce que nous sentons et ce que la parole dit.
This is how God sees us.
Et c'est cette façon que Dieu nous voit.
Now I'm talking about a believer that is following the Word.
Je parle à propos d'un croyant qui suit la parole.
A believer that wants to keep the commandments of God.
Un croyant qui veut garder les commandements de Dieu.
Because that believer is under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Parce que ces croyants sont sous le sang de Jésus Christ.
And that's the only reason that they're found, you know, holy and without blame before him in love.
Irréprochable et saint devant lui.
You know, just listening to the words of the song Justified. Justified as if you had never done it in the first place.
Justifié comme si tu n'as jamais fait au commencement.
You know, if someone came to me one night
et quelqu'un est venu chez moi une nuit,
and says, you know, Brother Brian,
Frère Brian,
I've heard that you were down in the pub.
J'ai entendu que vous étiez dans une boîte.
And that you were found drunk out in the street.
Et tu étais retrouvé ivrogne dans la rue.
No, and that you'd caused trouble and you'd been taken into prison for the night. You know, and the thing is, you know, I could say, well, you know, that wasn't me, that must have been someone else.
Ça, ce n'était pas moi, c'était quelqu'un d'autre.
You know, it wasn't me.
Et ce n'était pas moi.
And they say, well, I'm sure that it was you.
Et je suis sûr que c'était toi.
And then eventually we find out that it wasn't me, it was someone else. Now if the brother comes to me and says, I forgive you. That brother cannot forgive me because I haven't done anything in the first place. He's got no right to forgive me because it wasn't me. And that's what it's like with the power of God to justify us. Because when a believer is covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, you know, it's not that he's, you know, that he's hiding the sin.
Ce n'est pas, il est en train de cacher le péché.
But the blood of Jesus Christ takes away the sin.
Le sang de Jésus-Christ ôte le péché.
You know, it's as if you had never done it in the first place.
C'est comme si vous n'avez jamais fait au commencement.
It comes to the point that, yes, I'm free and forgiven.
Ça arrive au point où on dit que je suis pardonné.
But as far as God is concerned, we are justified in his sight.
Aussi longtemps que Dieu regarde cela, nous sommes justifiés à ses yeux.
Because he took our sins upon himself.
C'est parce qu'il a pris nos péchés sur lui-même.
And so we stand there justified.
Et nous nous tenons là justifiés.
See, and that's why he says that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Et qu'on devrait être saint et irréprochable devant lui.
He says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ.
Nous ayons prédestiné dans son amour à être ses enfants. D'adoption par Jésus-Christ.
See, so, you know, he has already seen us before the foundation of the world.
Il nous a déjà vu avant la fondation du
monde. It says that he has predestinated.
Il dit qu'il nous a prédestinés.
You know, some people are frightened of that word predestinated.
Et d'autres gens ont peur de cette parole prédestinée.
That means that because God knew who you were,
cela veut dire que parce que Dieu connaît ce que vous êtes,
that he could predetermine where you would be.
Il pouvait prédéterminer là où tu seras.
See, and because he could predetermine where you would be, he would also, you know, give you a placing.
Il a prédestiné là où vous devriez être, et il vous a donné aussi une adoption.
And of course, the adoption of children is a placing.
Et c'est sûr, l'adoption des enfants, c'est le placement.
No, God wants to place us.
Et Dieu veut nous placer.
You know, my, I explained, you know, I think it was last night.
J'ai expliqué, je pense que c'est la nuit passée.
That, you know, that a son of God, you know, he begins as a servant.
Et il commence comme un serviteur.
You know, and some of us, we might be kind of working away in the field.
Et vous commencez à travailler dans les champs.
Because that's what the son does, he works in the field.
Je sais que l'enfant fait, il travaille dans l'entreprise.
He has to go out there and work really hard and lift up those big bales of hay.
Il va travailler dur et soulever ces grands cartons de choses.
He's out there and he's sweating.
Et il va scier.
You know, and he's working really hard.
Il est en train de travailler dur.
But then there comes a time.
Et alors un venir un moment.
You know, he's just treated the same as anyone else.
Il sera traité de la même façon que tout le monde.
He has to eat the same food.
Il doit manger la même nourriture.
You know, and he has to live like the rest of the servants.
Il doit vivre comme le reste des serviteurs.
But then he's taken before the elders of the
et
gate.
Alors il sera amené devant les anciens.
And that's when the father says of the son.
Et c'est quand le père dit à propos du fils.
He says to the elders, he says, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased."
C'est mon fils bien-aimé, là où demeure ma force.
And it says, "Hear ye him."
Écoutez-le.
And you know when he says that.
Et quand il dit ça.
It means that the son takes on the same authority as the father.
Et que le fils prend la même autorité que le père.
Because he has been placed as a son.
Et parce qu'il a été placé comme un
fils. He has always been a son.
Et il a toujours été un fils, hein?
You know, but then he comes to the place where he is actually placed as a son. And what we have to realize is that the word is telling us
nous devons comprendre que la parole nous dit
that God has predestinated us.
Dieu nous a prédestinés.
Predestinated us.
Il nous a prédestinés.
Unto the adoption of children.
Pour les adoptions des enfants.
Now, if he only realized who we were,
dans la vraie vie, ce que nous sommes,
I tell you that it would change everything.
Nous avons changé toutes choses.
No, we wouldn't be fussing and fighting with each other.
Nous serons en train de nous battre, nous quereller les uns et les autres.
We wouldn't be bearing a little grudges.
On ne va pas faire beaucoup de ces choses.
Because we knew that we were placed as sons and daughters of God. See, God, you know, has entrusted to us this great mandate.
C'est grand commandement de Dieu.
See, go out and preach the gospel to every creature.
Et il va prêcher l'évangile à toutes les créatures.
You know, as we turn back to the book of Joshua.
Et pendant que nous tournons dans le livre de Josué.
I'm turning to chapter 1.
Dans Josué chapitre 1er.
And we start at verse 2.
On va commencer au deuxième verset.
And this is something that we have to realize.
Et c'est quelque chose que nous devons comprendre.
This is an Old Testament message.
C'est le message de l'Ancien Testament.
But it's also a New Testament message.
Mais c'est aussi un message du Nouveau Testament.
Because what God did for Israel, He also does for His bride
parce
in this day.
Dieu a faim pour Israël, il a faim aussi pour son épouse dans cet âge.
You know, and some of us, you know, we always look back.
Et des fois, nous regardons derrière.
You know, sometimes people have got a problem because, I speak about Brother Branham.
Les gens de Dieu ont des problèmes, je parle à propos de Frère Branham.
And they say, no, Brother Branham is dead.
Et dit, Frère Branham est mort.
You know, and they say, well, you know, why don't you just quote the Bible?
Ce n'est pas juste citer la Bible.
You know, and I have to say, well, you know, I quote Paul.
Je dois dire oui, je cite Paul.
And they say that's okay.
Je dis ça c'est bien.
And I says, but Paul's dead.
Paul aussi est mort.
You know, so is James, so is John. The only one that's not dead is Enoch. And he says, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints. If you've noticed, every one of them are dead. The Lutheran church, you know, look back to Luther.
Nous regardons à Luther.
He's dead.
Il est mort.
You know, but what we're looking at is the Word of God, which is eternal. See, it's the Word of God that's eternal.
La parole de Dieu est éternelle.
You know, and I don't care who it is. If they say something in the Word and it's right, then it's right. Even Balaam says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that should repent.
Même Balaam a dit que Dieu n'est pas un homme pour mentir ou un fils de l'homme pour se repentir.
Balaam was a false prophet, but he was right. You know, so it doesn't matter as long as it's the Word. You know, when we read this scripture, it says, Moses, my servant, is dead. It says, now therefore, arise. I'll just let that soak in a little bit. You know, Moses, my servant, is dead. That's where everybody stops and says, oh, that's
Moïse,
it. It's finished.
C'est là où les gens s'arrêtent que c'est fini.
But that wasn't the message that God gave to Joshua.
Le message que Dieu a donné à Josué.
He says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise.
Et il dit, lève-toi.
We have to remember that we have a message.
Nous devons nous assouvenir que nous avons un message.
And we need to arise with this message.
Et que nous devons nous élever avec ce message. Nous
you know, it's not just a case of, well, you know, the message is finished.
Ils pensent que, oh, le message, c'est fini.
The message is finished when we are out of here.
Le message est fini, il se termine quand nous quittons cette place.
See, the message is finished when we're taken up to meet the Lord in the air.
Le message est terminé quand on part à l'enlèvement.
And then it's a message to the Jews.
Et il y a un message pour le Jew.
But for just now, this is our message.
Ceci, ça, c'est notre message.
And it says, arise and go over this Jordan, thou, and all this people, it says, into the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. So here we find that there's a land.
Ici, nous trouvons qu'il y a un pays.
And he's telling us to go over the Jordan.
Et aller au-delà du Jourdain.
Now, I tell you that it took a lot of courage.
Et ça demande beaucoup de courage
for those priests to take the ark on their shoulders.
Pour que ces prêtres puissent prendre l'arche sur leurs épaules.
And to take God at his word.
Et prendre Dieu dans sa parole.
See, because they had to take the word of God on their shoulders, the ark.
Parce qu'ils devaient prendre la parole de Dieu dans leurs épaules, l'arche.
And then from there they had to walk down to Jordan.
Et à partir de là, ils devraient aller vers le Jourdain.
And you know that some people might have been kind of watching.
Peut-être d'autres personnes étaient en train de regarder.
And saying, look at those people, what are they doing?
Regarde ces gens, ce qu'ils sont en train de faire.
You know, and perhaps, you know, maybe the Philistines over the other side.
Peut-être qu'ils se sont étrangers de l'autre côté.
You know, I reckon they didn't have binoculars in those days, but perhaps they were looking.
Peut-être qu'ils étaient en train de regarder.
And they were saying, look at these silly people.
Regarde ces gens.
Because they're walking down towards the Jordan, they're going to get drowned. But sometimes God wants you to take him at his word. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, we're just taking God at his word. And you know that those priests would be walking down to the Jordan. And I can imagine that they would, you know, that someone, you know, lifted up their foot and was just about to put it into the water. And before they put their foot into the water, all of a sudden, dry land appeared. See, because it's important that we follow the commandment of the Lord. See, if God says that you can go and you can possess the land, then he makes a way that we might possess the land. And he says that every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, he says, I have given unto you as I said unto Moses. See, every place.
Toutes les places.
See, has been given to you.
Et cela vous a été donné.
See, now, you could have been one of these people
vous pouvez être l'un de ces gens
who would stand on the shore.
Et qui peut se tenir sur l'assurance.
And you can say, well, God's given us a promise.
Vous dites que Dieu a donné la promesse.
You know, and I thank the Lord for the promise.
Je remercie le Dieu pour la promesse.
And I'm just going to stand here and wait until it comes to pass.
Je vais me tenir ici, attendre jusqu'à tel point que cela puisse s'accomplir.
Now, what a scene that would have been.
Et qu'est-ce que cela devrait être?
The children of Israel would still be wandering in the wilderness.
Les enfants d'Israël devraient toujours être en train de tourner dans le désert.
And they'd still be standing in the wrong side of Jordan.
Et ils devraient toujours demeurer dans la mauvaise côté du Jourdain.
See, but whenever God gives a commandment,
et quand Dieu donne un commandement,
He expects us to follow it through.
Il nous attend de suivre ce commandement-là.
See, if those people had not taken that step of faith.
Ces gens n'ont pas pris cette étape de la foi.
Now remember, the word of God says that we walk in the light.
La parole de Dieu dit que nous devons marcher dans la lumière.
As He is in the light.
Et comme lui, il est la lumière.
And these priests, they had to walk in the light that was given them.
Et ce prêtre doit marcher dans la lumière qui nous a été.
And as they began to respond in faith,
il va commencer à répondre dans la foi,
then that's when the Jordan opened up before them.
C'est à ce moment-là que le Jourdain était ouvert devant eux.
See, we have to remember that we can't just stand on the shore.
On peut se tenir et être sûr.
Now, if the word of God says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel,
si la parole de Dieu dit que va dans tout le dans toutes les nations et prêche la parole.
We can stand on the shore and say, well, I've got the word.
On peut se tenir avec assurance et dire que la parole de Dieu.
No, and they had it on their right shoulder.
Et ils avaient cela sur l'épaule droite.
You know, and I'm standing.
En train de se tenir.
And I've heard the word.
Et j'ai attendu la parole.
And now I'm waiting for the promise.
Et je suis en train d'attendre la promesse.
See, but God didn't tell us to wait for the promise.
Dieu ne dit pas d'entendre la promesse.
He told them in the day of Pentecost, or before the day of Pentecost,
avant le jour de Pentecôte,
to tarry in Jerusalem.
De demeurer à Jérusalem.
But when they were endued with power, something happened.
Et quand ils étaient revêtis de la force, quelque chose s'est passé.
See, because that changed everything.
Et c'est parce que cela change toute chose.
You know, and when we receive the word of God,
quand nous recevons la parole de Dieu,
it's not so that we can stand there with our Bibles under our arms
que nous allons nous tenir avec la Bible sur nos mains
and look like Brother Branham.
Et regarder, ressembler à Frère Branham.
You know, you ever seen them? They walk about like this.
Nous l'avons vu à faire des marchés comme ça avec sa Bible.
You know, but practically, you know, can they do anything practically for God?
Est-ce que tu peux faire quelque chose de pratique?
You know, God doesn't want us to stand there, you know, just holding our Bible.
Nous tenir ici juste après de prendre la Bible.
He wants us to use the word as a sword.
Il veut que nous puissions utiliser la parole comme une épée.
See, it wasn't there to look pretty.
Ce n'était pas là pour sembler beau.
You can go into the Christian bookshops and you can get a pretty looking Bible.
Et si vous allez dans le magasin chrétien, vous allez trouver des livres qui sont beaux.
Have you ever seen these nice little pretty Bibles?
Est-ce que vous avez vu ces petites belles Bibles?
So petite.
Très petite.
No, nice little ones, you know, white, sometimes pink.
Il y a quelque chose un peu à blanc et aussi à rose.
And the writing's so small.
Et les écritures sont
tellement petites. You can hardly read it.
Que tu peux pas lire.
No, what we have to remember is that the word of God is a sword.
Nous devons nous assouvenir que la parole de Dieu, c'est une épée.
It's meant to be used.
Cela a été fait pour utiliser.
It's not something that's to be sitting on the shelf looking pretty.
Ce n'est pas quelque chose qui doit se mettre sur les étalages.
See, but we have actually got to take that word.
Mais nous devons prendre cette parole.
And possess the land.
Et posséder le pays.
See, because what the Lord said to Joshua,
parce que c'est que le Seigneur a dit à Josué,
He says that every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, He says, I have given it unto you.
Partout la place de pied sera posée et je t'ai donné.
As I said unto Moses.
Comme je dis à Moïse.
See, we're looking at promises.
Nous regardons à la promesse.
Now, and in the book of Mark, we've given so many promises.
Dans le livre de Marc, on nous a donné beaucoup de promesses.
And what we need to do is we need to start walking in faith.
Et ce que nous devons faire, c'est marcher dans la foi.
You know, as I read the scripture last night in Hebrews 10,
la nuit passée dans Hébreux 10,
And it says that, you know, cast not away your confidence.
It
says, which there is great reward, recompense of reward.
Il y a une grande rémunération.
And always say that when you begin to move in faith, it generates faith.
Et quand vous commencez à vous déplacer dans une foi véritable,
and we need to begin to move in faith.
Et vous commencez à vous déplacer dans la foi,
because we have got so much land to possess.
C'est parce que nous avons beaucoup de terrain à posséder.
You know, some people, you know, have, you know, complained.
D'autres gens ont des, se plaignent.
And they say, why don't we see signs and wonders in the church?
On ne voit pas les signes, le merveille dans l'église.
Why don't we see more healings in the church?
Pourquoi nous ne voyons pas plus de guérisons dans l'église?
You know, and I say to them,
et
I say,
dit,
what have you done then?
Et qu'est-ce que vous avez fait, toi?
Have you begun to move in faith?
Est-ce que vous êtes déjà déplacé dans la foi?
Because if you believe in those
et
things,
si vous croyez à ces choses,
then you should be moving in faith.
Et vous devriez vous déplacer dans la foi.
I say, you begin to move in faith, then we'll see these
et
signs.
Si vous commencez à se déplacer dans la foi, nous allons voir ces choses.
See, so many of us are standing at the side of the Jordan.
Et plusieurs d'entre nous se tient de l'autre côté du Jourdain.
And you know, it's as if we have been petrified.
Comme si nous étions peints.
You know, God didn't want us to be petrified.
Mais Dieu ne veut pas que nous puissions être juste peints.
Lot's wife was petrified.
La femme de Lot a été effondrée.
But he wants us to move in the spirit.
Il veut que nous puissions nous déplacer dans l'esprit.
He wants us to walk in the light.
Marcher dans la lumière.
No, and as we walk in the light as he is in the light.
Si nous marchons dans la lumière comme
lui est dans la lumière. It also has a cleansing effect as well.
Cela a aussi un effet de purification.
You get someone who is so comfortable in the church that they will not move.
Et si vous trouvez quelqu'un qui est tellement confortable dans l'église.
They're so comfortable and they you don't see them moving in faith.
Et vous ne les voyez pas se déplacer dans la foi.
And you know that all that does is it makes the church stale.
Rendre l'église stable.
But when we begin to operate in faith,
et quand vous commencez à opérer dans la foi,
now not only does it enrich the church,
c'est pas seulement qui révèle l'église,
but it also purifies the church.
Mais cela aussi purifie l'église.
Because there is a purifying effect when the Holy Ghost begins to move among the people. Because it means that everybody is in expectation of the Spirit of God moving. I would rather live in expectation than just sit in the pew waiting for something to happen. I would rather listen to someone who would say, I'm expecting the Lord to move tonight.
J'étais en train de conduire quelqu'un qui dit que je m'attends que le Seigneur puisse se déplacer, se déplacer ce soir.
Rather than the person who comes and says, the Lord's not moved.
Au lieu qu'une personne qui vient et dit que le Seigneur ne fait rien.
What sounds more positive to you?
Qui sonne plus positif pour vous?
Would you rather listen to someone who said, the Lord is not moving in this place?
Est-ce que vous allez écouter quelqu'un qui dit, le Seigneur ne se déplace pas dans cette place?
Or would you rather, you know, speak to someone who was in expectation of God moving?
Vous préférez voir quelqu'un qui est dans l'attente que le Seigneur est en train de se mouvoir.
That's when you know the Holy Ghost is here.
C'est à ce moment-là que vous connaissez que le Saint-Esprit est ici.
And it has a cleansing effect on
et
the people.
Un effet de purification dans la vie des gens.
And it generates faith.
Et cela génère la foi.
Then everyone begins to believe.
Et quand tout le monde commence à croire.
See, and everyone is expecting from God.
Et tout le monde est en train d'attendre de Dieu.
And so I think really the message is that we need to get out of our seats. And start possessing the land. Do you know that every place where you place your foot is going to be given to you? It's your inheritance. See, and it requires faith.
Et cela demande la foi.
It requires a walk of faith.
Et cela demande l'œuvre de la foi.
And as we begin to move in faith,
et nous devons nous déplacer dans la foi,
I believe that we begin to take possession.
Et les choses commencent à prendre place.
You know, and I think we need to start taking possession.
Et nous devons commencer à posséder.
Take possession of the workplace.
Posséder la place du travail.
No, begin to get that little flutter in the heart.
Avoir cette petite fée dans le cœur.
I'm going into work today.
Je dois aller au travail aujourd'hui.
I know it's not exciting in work.
Je serai pas excité au travail.
But I've got an expectation.
Mais j'ai l'attente.
know, God is going to move in this place. You know, and there's people in there that perhaps I get on with and people I don't get on with. But I'm expecting God to move today. I might be in school. And I'm going in to learn some lessons.
Je vais apprendre certaines leçons.
You know, and sometimes the lessons can be quite boring. Sometimes you might have a general interest in what's been said. But one thing that transcends it, is that you have an expectation.
Et quand vous avez une entente.
See, because you're going in with something.
C'est parce que vous allez avec quelque chose.
And I would really say that that's maybe part of the secret.
Je veux dire que ça fait aussi partie du secret.
When you come to meet together,
et
bring something.
Vous venez vous rencontrer ensemble, il faut amener quelque chose.
You know, if you can't bring, bring a gift, bring the expectation.
Et si tu peux pas amener un don, il faut amener l'attente.
And I tell you that that's the greatest gift that you can bring is an expectation. You know, don't come along and say, well, the pastor was a little bit down today. No, you come along expecting to hear from God. Then you'll see a dynamic that you never expected. See, because God will begin to move. Begin to move in this place. And then what we'll begin to see is these signs shall follow those that believe. You know, just another scripture here, if you just go down to verse 9 here.
Une autre écriture ici, si vous allez dans verset 9.
You know, and when God gathers us together.
Et quand Dieu nous rassemble,
now, I know that we're gathered here in Mill Street, you know, in this little room.
Nous rassemblons ici, dans cette petite salle.
But really, we want to be gathered into Christ.
Nous voulons être rassemblés pour Christ.
You know, if you haven't received Christ by the end of this message, you have received nothing.
Si vous n'avez pas reçu Christ à la fin de ce message, vous n'avez rien reçu.
See, and you know, what Paul said in the scriptures was in verse 9.
Ce que Paul dit,
Ephesians 1, verse 9.
Ephésiens, chapitre 1, verset 9.
He says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Do you know that whenever Paul speaks about a mystery, it's not actually a mystery.
Ce n'est pas réellement un mystère.
Because he speaks of revelation.
Il parle de la révélation.
You know, always say, don't come along here to hear me speak about mysteries.
Il ne faut pas venir ici m'entendre de parler.
I don't speak about mysteries, I speak about revelation.
Je ne parle pas à propos de autre chose que la révélation.
You know, Paul always says, behold, he says, I'll show you a mystery.
Paul dit que je vais vous montrer un mystère.
If he shows you a mystery, then it's not a mystery.
Si vous montre un mystère, ce n'est pas un mystère.
There seems to be more people interested in the mysteries of this message than the revelation. But I'm interested in the revelation. So Paul says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself.
Nous faisons connaître le mystère de sa volonté, selon les bienveillances. Le bienveillant dessein qu'il avait formé à lui-même.
It says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
Pour le mettre à exécution lorsque le temps serait accompli, de réunir toutes choses en Christ.
This is the great revelation.
Ça, c'est une grande révélation.
That we're being gathered into Christ.
Et c'est parce que nous sommes rassemblés à Christ.
See, this is something that he has purposed.
C'est quelque chose qui a un but.
He says that he might gather all, he says, in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are in earth, even in him.
Même ceux qui sont dans le ciel et celles qui sont sur la terre.
And listen, he speaks about how that we have obtained our inheritance.
Il parle à propos de comment vous allez obtenir un héritage.
Now remember that when we read of, you know, in the book of Romans,
quand nous lisons dans le livre de Romains,
he tells us about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ.
Il nous parle de la résurrection, la mort et l'ensevelissement de Christ.
But Ephesians is different.
Mais le faisant, c'est différent.
Because he tells us that we are now seated and positioned in Christ.
Mais c'est parce qu'il nous parle que nous sommes maintenant assis et possédés en Christ.
Now this speaks of a people who have taken the land.
Ça parle à propos de gens qui ont déjà possédé le terrain.
You know, and of course, Joshua was commissioned to take the land, to possess.
On a commissionné à Josué de pouvoir posséder la terre.
And the only thing he had to do was just to take a step of faith.
La seule chose que vous devez faire, c'est faire une étape de la foi.
You always say that whenever you take one step towards God,
tout le temps que vous prenez un pas vers Dieu,
he takes a quantum leap towards us.
Il prend un grand pas vers nous.
You know, isn't it so wonderful how much he rewards us?
C'est tellement merveilleuse la façon dont il nous récompense.
Cast not away your confidence, which there's great recompense of rewards. See, when we have confidence in God to take a step towards Him, He rewards us. And we begin to obtain our inheritance. I always say that we have received life at this time. You know, God didn't give us an existence. He gave us a life.
You
know, some people just go from day to day through an existence. But Jesus says, I'll give you life and life more abundant. You know, and part of our inheritance, we've inherited it just now. The scriptures tell us that we're already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Dans les plans célestes en Jésus-Christ.
And it says here in verse 11, it says, in whom also, he says, we have obtained an inheritance. He didn't say that you're going to obtain an inheritance.
Et il a dit à lui, nous sommes aussi devenus héritiers. Il n'a pas dit que vous allez obtenir, mais vous êtes déjà.
We have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will.
Ayant été prédestiné suivant la résolution de ceux qui opèrent toutes choses d'après les conseils de sa volonté.
You know, this goes back to something.
Ça, c'est...
You know, it's not what we've done.
Ce n'est pas ce que j'ai fait.
It's not our ability.
Ce n'est pas ce que j'ai bâti.
You know, it's who we are that's important.
C'est ce que nous sommes qui est important.
You know, I really believe that when the bride recognizes who she is, she will be gone.
L'épouse reconnaîtrant ce qu'elle a, elle est, elle va partir.
You know, we have to recognize who we are.
Nous devons reconnaître ce que nous sommes.
We're already taking possession.
De prendre place.
You know, we're trying to bring this body into subjection to the Spirit.
Nous essayons d'amener ce corps à la soumission de l'Esprit.
No, this body was so happy in the world.
Ses corps étaient trop contents dans le monde.
It enjoyed all the vices of the world.
Il s'est réjoui le verset de la parole.
But when, you know, we took on the new man,
et quand on prend les nouveaux hommes,
we found ourselves under new management.
Nous nous trouvons dans les nouveaux managements.
You know, I trust that we're under new management.
Nous nous trouvons dans les nouveaux managements.
See, and under that new management, everything changes.
Toutes choses changent.
See, we've changed.
Et ça change.
You know, and the thing is, it's, you know, that God makes His promises not because of what we've achieved.
La chose est que Dieu fait ses promesses, ce n'est pas ce que nous achevons.
But it's because of who we are.
Mais de ce que nous sommes.
See, because He saw us before the foundation of the world.
Il a vu avant la fondation
See,
du monde.
And because of that, He could predestinate us.
À cause de ce que cela, il va nous prédestiner.
No, and we're told that we're being conformed into His image.
Et nous étions conformés à son image.
See, and that was the promise.
Et ça, c'est la promesse.
See, and under the new administration.
Et sous la nouvelle administration.
You know, the believer enjoys the power that is bestowed on him.
Les croyants se réjouissent de la puissance qui a été emmagasinée.
You know, it's under a new covenant in Christ.
Et une nouvelle alliance en Christ.
You know, and the thing that we begin to understand is how to walk in liberty.
La chose est que nous commençons à comprendre comment marcher dans la liberté.
Now, I believe that a believer knows how to walk in liberty.
Je crois que le croyant connaît comment marcher dans la liberté.
And newness of life.
Et l'innocence de la vie.
You know, I thank the Lord that the Scriptures, you know, show me who I am.
J'ai trouvé que les Écritures me montrent ce que je suis.
You know, Paul says that in Christ we are a new creature.
Paul dit qu'à Christ nous sommes une nouvelle créature.
And that all things have changed.
Et toutes choses ont changé.
You know, and you know, and I'm going back to, you know, the book of Joshua here. Because there is so much, you know, that we can see here about possessing the land. And, you know, one of the striking things that he says here in verse 5, Joshua 1:5. And this is to encourage you. Now, I don't want you to think about this as an Old Testament prophecy. But this is for you today. He says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. He says, and as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. See the promise of God here.
La promesse de Dieu ici.
He has promised that he will be with us.
La promis qu'il sera avec
he nous. Says, all the days of your life.
Et tous les jours de votre vie.
And what did Jesus say?
Et qu'est-ce que Jésus a dit?
He says, I'll be with you, even in you, until the end of the age.
En vous jusqu'à la fin du monde.
You know, we're already taking the land.
Nous avons déjà possédé le terrain.
See, and the promise to these people was that they would take the land.
Et la promesse pour ces gens était qu'ils devaient posséder la terre.
And it says, as I was with Moses, he says, so will I be with thee.
Et comme j'ai été avec Moïse, de la même façon, je serai avec vous.
In other words, the example that they saw of the signs and wonders.
L'exemple qu'ils ont vu, le signe et le merveille,
the pillar of fire, the raising of the dead.
La colonne de feu et la résurrection de
no, mort. The healing of the sicknesses, the discernment of spirit.
Le discernement de l'esprit, tout ce qui s'est passé.
You know, he says that as I was with Moses, he says, so will I be with thee.
Comme j'étais avec Moïse, de la même façon que je serai avec vous.
All he was providing was just an example of what it's like to be in the land.
C'est l'exemple de ce qu'il y a d'être dans le pays.
And it says, be strong and of good courage. It says, for unto this people, it says, shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Il dit, fortifie-toi et prends courage, car c'est toi qui mettras ce peuple la possession du pays.
You know, notice what he's saying here. It says, be strong.
Il dit, fortifie-toi.
He is telling us to be courageous.
Il nous dit d'avoir du courage.
To take courage.
Il dit, prends courage.
To not crumble.
De ne pas trembler.
You know, so often when we're faced with a situation where we have to stand up for Jesus,
face à la situation que nous devons nous tenir avec Jésus,
we crumble.
Nous tremblons.
You know, and it's so easy to do.
Et c'est facile de le faire.
See, but all he wants us to do is just to be strong and of good courage.
Et tout ce qu'il veut que nous puissions faire, c'est avoir un bon courage et nous fortifier, avoir un bon courage.
And he's already told us the land belongs to you.
Et il nous a déjà dit que le terre nous appartient.
It's not something that he's going to give you in the by and by. It's something that you can already possess.
C'est quelque chose qui va vous donner de paix à paix, mais c'est quelque chose que vous avez déjà possédé la terre.
And so he tells us to be strong.
Il nous dit d'être fort.
In verse 7, it says, only be thou strong and very courageous. Do you know that when God repeats something,
quand Dieu répète quelque chose,
I think there's a significance in that.
Et cela a une signification, cela.
See, and if he's told us to be strong and very courageous, be strong and very courageous.
Et soyez courageux.
It's because he knows our hearts.
C'est parce qu'il connaît nos cœurs.
He knows that sometimes we tremble.
Il connaît que c'est quelque chose que nous tremblons.
You know, I don't know if any of those priests were trembling as they were walking down to the banks of Jordan.
Je ne pense pas qu'ils étaient en train de trembler quand ils marchaient vers la rive de Jourdain.
Because this for them was probably the final showdown.
C'est parce que pour eux, c'était la finale chose.
You know, and it wasn't the expectations of the people that they were really concerned about.
Ce n'était pas l'attente des gens qu'ils étaient concernés.
The expectations of the people was that they were going to walk right across Jordan.
L'attente des gens est dit que nous allons marcher à travers le Jourdain.
You know, and that wasn't what was foremost in their mind.
C'est là où beaucoup restent.
The thing that was foremost in their mind was that God says that they would do it.
La chose la plus importante, c'est que Dieu a dit que nous allons le faire.
You know, and they were strong as they were walking towards that, you know, towards that Jordan River.
Ils étaient en train de marcher vers la rivière.
You know, and the minute that their foot touched the side of the bank,
la minute où les pieds ont touché le sable du rivière,
the water pulled back.
Les eaux se sont séparées.
Now, I don't know what it is that's maybe know, maybe some of you are finding it difficult following the Lord. Maybe there's some things in this message which are, you know, maybe quite hard for you. But what I would say to you is be strong and be courageous. Because God is not looking for your ability. What He is looking for you is to have faith. He's wanting you to walk, take a walk of faith. And also, all He's really saying to you is, I want you to possess the land. You know, and that's all they had to do was, all they had to do was possess. And He says that thou may observe, He says, to do all according to the law, He says, which Moses my servant commanded thee. He says, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. He says, that thou may prosper whatsoever thou goest.
Afin que tu puisses prospérer de tout ce que toi tu es en train de faire.
You know, so many times we're looking for the get-out clause. We're looking for some excuse not to serve God. See, but He says, be strong and very courageous. He says, turn not from it from the right hand or to the left hand. And He says that if you do that, He says you're going to prosper. And I believe that God's people are a prosperous people. And that God will give us, you know, grant us not only the desire of our hearts, but He'll also grant us the inheritance. That's why He says that we are joint heirs with Christ. See, and God has got, you know, has reserved so much for us. So returning back to, you know, Mark 16.
Retournons dans Marc 16.
Now I'll just read this with just a little bit more emphasis.
Je vais lire ceci avec beaucoup d'accentuation.
And it says in verse 15.
Il est dit dans le verset 15.
Says, go ye into all the world. It says, and preach the gospel to every creature.
And
I say this as a mandate to every one of us. You know, this isn't even just a mandate just for my church. This is a mandate for the believer.
Ça, c'est pour les croyants.
Go out and preach the gospel to every creature.
Va prêcher la bonne nouvelle à toutes les créatures.
And you know that you've got to believe people are going to come and they're going to want to be baptized.
Et vous devez croire que les gens doivent venir et être baptisés.
You know, once they have heard that word,
et quand j'ai entendu cette parole,
see, because we've got to have confidence in that word.
C'est parce que nous allons avoir confiance dans cette parole.
You know, it's God that you're putting in the spot when you bring His word on the scene.
Quand vous amenez sa parole, il est sur la scène.
You know, and it's God that fulfills His word. It's not us that fulfill the word. And it says that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils and they shall speak with new tongues.
En mon nom, ils chasseront les démons.
And they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Ils saisiront des serpents, et s'ils boivent quelque de breuvage mortel,
so then,
ils ne leur feront point du mal.
So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God.
Le Seigneur, après leur avoir parlé, fit élever au ciel. Et il s'assit à la droite de Dieu.
And they went forth and preached everywhere.
Ils s'en allaient et prêchaient partout.
No, they didn't just keep it to themselves.
Ils n'ont pas gardé cela.
They went out with it.
Ils sont allés partout.
No, the things that you hear today, do you know
les
that
choses que vous attendez aujourd'hui,
the purpose of the Holy Ghost is to bring these things to your remembrance.
Le but de cet esprit d'amener votre, de vous rappeler de ces choses.
You know, you might not like the preacher,
tu peux ne pas être comme le prédicateur,
but the word is eternal.
Mais la, qu'est-ce que cela dit?
It's the words. You know, I trust that it's not my words that are in your mind.
Je fais confiance qu'il n'y a pas de mes paroles dans vos pensées.
It's His words that you'll remember.
C'est sa parole que vous allez vous en souvenir.
See, and it says the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders.
Le Seigneur était en train de marcher avec qui et confirmant la parole par le miracle qui l'accompagnait.
And I believe that God is going to confirm His word.
Je crois que Dieu va confirmer sa parole.
You know that every time that we hear the word of God, He always confirms it.
La parole, Dieu a toujours confirmé sa parole.
You know, sometimes Brother Branham would be standing in the platform.
De fois, le frère Branham se tenait à la plateforme.
He just preached a very, very powerful message.
Il va prêcher une message puissante.
But yet, after that message.
Il pourra prêcher un message puissant.
You know, he says, I can't do anything unless he is here.
Le message, il va dire que je ne peux rien faire sans qu'il puisse être ici.
No, and I can just imagine that the atmosphere was electric.
Si je peux imaginer quelle atmosphère que cela était.
And it seemed as if the power of God was there.
Ça semble comme si la puissance de Dieu était là.
But we need more than that. We need the person of Jesus Christ here tonight.
On a besoin de la personne de Jésus.
And when he came down, everything changed. You know, I trust that the word of God that's spoken to you today will stay with you. And it will bring things to your remembrance. The Lord says, He says, the thing that you need for that very hour, He says it will be given to you. Amen. And I want you to have confidence in that word. See, if we have confidence in the word that generates the faith, you know, if you don't have any faith, you act as if you've got faith.
Vous devez agir comme si vous avez la foi.
You know, I really believe that when you have a positive attitude towards the word,
si vous avez une attitude positive vers la parole,
that it will bring it to pass.
Cela va accomplir.
Do you know that the word of God, I reckon that there's a principle in here
la parole de Dieu, je reconnais qu'il y a un principe ici,
that you are allowed to have doubt in your life.
Que vous n'êtes pas permis d'avoir doute dans votre vie.
You are allowed to doubt.
Vous êtes permis d'avoir le doute.
And what you must doubt is your doubts. You're looking very serious there. So if you're going to doubt anything, let's doubt our doubts. And let's just ask God, you know, just to be with us at this time and just to seal this word in our heart. And let's just thank Him. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we've delivered Your message today. And what we pray, Father, is that this word would sink deep down into our hearts. Lord, we know, Father, that you know by ourselves that we are just a mouthpiece. We don't really have anything that we have to share of ourselves. But we know, God, that Your word is true, Father. And You said that we would be, Lord, that when the Holy Ghost comes, it would, you know, be the Spirit of truth. And what we pray, Father God, is that the truth that has been spoken here today, Lord, may that eternal word be the thing that inflames the heart. Lord, my words, I know that my words will pass away, but Your words are eternal. And I pray, Lord, that the things that have been said, which have been reflected from Your word, I pray, God, that may it, you know, settle down in their hearts, and may their hearts receive it, Lord, and may they be strong and courageous with it. May they never doubt the word of God. May they just doubt their doubts, but never doubt Your word. And I just pray, Father God, that may a confidence come down. And Lord, even a confidence when they encounter others who are more needy than themselves. May they not look after men as mere men in flesh, but may they look after everyone as, you know, as a Lord, you know, to see every man after Christ and see that, you know, that You have a job, Father God, and that You can change a life. And we pray, Father God, that may You, Lord, take each person in here today and may they be strong and courageous. May they begin to move in the Spirit. May they begin to take possession of the land. For as anyone that is standing at the sidelines and waiting for someone else to move, may they waken up and begin to realize that it's their turn to move. For any spirit of criticism, of, you know, looking for the pastor to do something or whatever, Lord, I pray, God, for Your forgiveness. and even God, that they might begin to move in the Spirit themselves. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would come down and transcend this meeting. That you would come down and even, Lord God, that our thoughts and our ambitions and the things that we think are important, may they be swept out of the way, that you might have the preeminence. Transform our minds, Father God, to be the mind of Christ. And Lord, we're just committing ourselves to you, and we're committing our lives to you. In Jesus' name, praise your name, O Lord God. Praise his name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise his name.
Amen.
Praise his name. Amen. You know, I just want to sing something for you, just in parting, and then we'll have...
chanter quelque chose pour vous.
You know, we'll have Brother Andrew, you know, to the platform.
Pendant que le frère Andrew vient pour la plateforme.
Now, I just want to get this one here in particular. Amen. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Pouvez-vous en
faire? Then we'll... We see the Lord, and he is high upon the throne, and his glory fills the heavens and the earth. One like a lamb who was slain is on the throne, so I cast my crown before him and bow down to pray. Everything cries holy, everything cries holy, everything cries holy to you, Lord. Everything cries holy, everything cries holy, everything cries holy to you, Lord. We see the Lord, and he is high upon the throne, and his glory fills the heavens and one like a lamb who was slain is on the throne. So I cast my crown before you and bow down to pray. Everything cries holy, everything cries holy, everything cries holy. Everything cries holy, everything cries holy, everything cries holy to you, Lord, to you, Lord. Amen. Amen, Brother Andrew.
Maybe musicians could come. Let's come to a time of worship.
Si
Let's stand on our feet.
Levons-nous dans nos pieds.
Personally, I really do appreciate the word today.
J'apprécie la parole aujourd'hui.
You know, the word, the wonderful thing about the word.
La chose merveilleuse avec la parole.
It always brings you back into focus.
Et cela vous amène à vous focaliser.
Now, the Lord says, "Don't turn to the left hand or the right."
Le Seigneur dit, ne tourne pas à gauche ou à droite.
And whenever you get back in fellowship with the Lord,
quand vous retournez dans la communion avec le
Seigneur,
He just
brings you back to the commission again.
Il vous ramène dans la commission.
Whatever your commission
is, tout ce qui est votre commission.
Whatever your calling,
tout ce qui est votre
appel.
Whatever
your placing in Christ,
tout ce qui est votre position
en Christ. The Spirit of Christ will always bring you back.
Et ça va toujours t'amener à
cela. That's the focus he has
ça,
in your life.
C'est l'objectif qu'il a.
He called you for a purpose.
Il vous a appelé à
bring forth his purpose through you.
Pour produire ses objectifs dans ta vie.
And that's all that counts.
Et c'est ce qui compte.
It's just yielding ourselves.
C'est juste de nous céder nous-mêmes.
Getting ourselves in that channel.
Et nous mettre dans ce canal.
And letting him have his way.
Et qu'il lui sa volonté puisse se faire.
Song says, "Let go."
Et qu'il lâche son
vie,
permet que cela puisse partir et que Dieu puisse avoir sa volonté.
Just let go.
C'est un bon conseil, il faut permettre que toute chose puisse se passer. Vous mettez en
l'intention. Sometimes we need to stop fighting against it. Stop striving.
Arrêter de combattre.
Sometimes we just give it to him.
Et donner tout à la
personne. Just say, Lord, not my will.
Dis, Seigneur, pas ma volonté.
But your will be done.
Que ta volonté soit faite.
And everything comes out glorious.
Et que toute chose devient
glorieuse. Peace in your soul.
Et il y a la paix dans votre âme.
Peace like a river.
Il y a la paix comme la rivière.
And he gets the glory.
Et lui, il va avoir la
really
gloire.
Do appreciate the word today.
Nous apprécions la parole
Maybe
aujourd'hui.
Brothers have a song. Let's enter into to worship.
Only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name. From you to live, Lord, to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name, as shall I.
Running praise.
song we haven't sung for a long time, but that one that says, I'm tired of trampling this mountain. Maybe there's people that you're tired of trampling your mountain. The Lord said to Moses, tell the children of Israel, you've been at this mountain too long. It's time to turn northwards to the promise, to the inheritance. And maybe that's your desire. Once we sing the song, let's come to a time of prayer. Now, the best thing that you can do concerning the things of the kingdom is when the Lord deals with you, when the Lord speaks to you, is just respond. So we want to give everybody an opportunity today to respond. If he's spoken to your soul, you respond back to him. As you listen, you might say, but I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say. Jesus, help me. Jesus, save me. That's a prayer. Lord, I don't know what to say. That's a prayer. Lord, I need you. Lord, I'm tired of this. Lord, I want to give this over to you. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Lord, deliver me from myself. Those are all prayers. So let's sing this song. Think of the words. Maybe it's time to move on. It's time to move on to better things. Let's sing the song. Let's come to a time of prayer.
There's a deep
and inward hunger within my soul. God has promised in his word he'll make us whole. Well, it's time for it to happen. That huge portion of heaven it will make and bring to pass a tremendous victory in the love divine. Oh, I'm tired of trampling on this mountain. I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking, power that will bind my mother up, a faithful ministry. Oh, a power that will bind my mother up, faithful ministry. Now it's my time for consecration. I must see a change in me. I will enter my secret closet and close the door behind me. I will keep the feast of unleavened bread with truth and sincerity. I'm expecting Jehovah Jireh, my Lord, to meet with me. Oh, I'm tired of trampling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. A power that will bind my mirror up, the full ministry. Oh, a power that will bind my mirror up, the full ministry. Lord, keep thy holy fire burning in my soul. Change me from glory unto glory till thy image you behold. Let's keep this holy convocation till we become a new creation. For it's a message in you and me that will bring to pass that tremendous victory. Well, I'm tired
I'm trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Lord, before me I see a vision breaking. I see a breaking power that will bind the number up. Dreadful ministry, a power, that will bind the number up. Dreadful ministry, oh, a power that will bind the number up. Dreadful ministry.
Let's bow our heads before we come to pray. Is anybody here today? And you're just needing the Lord.
Qui a besoin du Seigneur.
And you want to just raise your hand.
Et si tu peux lever
whatever
ta main,
your situation.
N'importe quelle votre
situation.
You
say, Jesus,
dit, Jésus,
you're near.
Vous êtes prêt?
I need you now.
J'ai besoin de toi.
I need you to manifest yourself.
J'ai besoin de se manifester.
By your grace.
Et par ta grâce.
On my behalf.
À ma faveur.
Whatever it would be.
Et tout ce que
if it would be healing.
Si vous êtes
salvation,
deliverance,
a new vision,
une nouvelle vision,
whatever it is,
tout ce que cela, hein,
raise your hand to the Lord
et ta main au Seigneur,
and say, Jesus, I need you.
Jésus, j'ai besoin
and may the Lord bless you.
Que le Seigneur puisse vous bénir.
Now, once you've raised your hand,
pendant que vous avez
the best thing we can do now,
la meilleure chose que nous pouvons
let's call upon the name of the Lord.
Invoquons le nom du Seigneur.
Whatever that desire was in your heart,
tout ce qui est le désir d'avoir
why don't you speak to him about it?
Pas lui parler à propos
the Bible de says, call upon him while he's near. Seek him while he may be found. Don't put it off to tomorrow, friend. Respond to him now. If the deep is dealing with you, respond to him. Let's all enter into a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, I do thank you myself, Lord, upon this day. I thank you for your grace and I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Father. If did anybody want to pray? I'm not too sure if anybody wants someone to pray with them. Let's just come to a time of worship.
Let's
ask Brother Brian if you wouldn't mind coming forward just to pray for anybody. You know, sometimes it's good to pray. But the Bible also says, is anybody sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
So
if anybody desires prayer, please feel free. Because the Lord made the promise. These signs shall follow them
that believe.
And how wonderful his word is.
Et comment émerveillée sa parole.
Give me your hand.
Let's agree together. Let all our enemies stumble at our feet. Whatever we find on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We got the power in the name of Jesus. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the Church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we'll keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord on our side.
name of Jesus.
We got the power.
Got the power in the name of the Lord.
We just have a dedication of a baby just to finish things off, Brother Robert, Sister Rosa. The Lord bless them, a little girl. So we just ask them to get ready now for the dedication. New life, how wonderful it is. Let's sing the song, bring them in as they come forward. Thanks very much, Brother Brian. God bless you, brother.
Bring them in, bring them healing from the pit of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the lonely ones to Jesus.
Since we've come to the end, just to say to Brother Brian, Sister Carol, thank you very much for coming our way. It was a blessing. You know, the Lord moves and He works in different ways, and I personally, I really do thank the Lord for the ministration of the Word today. You know, the Bible says that it says the Lord will minister an entrance for you. Yeah, and the Lord really does that. He just opens His Word and leads you different directions, and it's so wonderful when the Lord is fellowshipping with your soul. You know, so I really do thank the Lord for the bread of heaven today. You know, the bread that was broken for us, that has really, really given us what we need on this day. And may the Lord bless Brother Brian, Sister Carol, bless your congregation. Send greetings to the saints when you get back there, Sister Pamela and everybody else as well. And you keep us in prayer. And we really keep them in prayer as well until the Lord grants us grace to meet once again. Let's sing one more chorus and we close in a word of prayer. Thank you for the patience of the visitors. We don't normally take right up to here. We've had a lot of activity, a lot of things today. Thanks very much for coming. Please feel free. Come again. It was wonderful to be with you. And may God bless everybody in Jesus' name.
My boat of life sails through the troubled seas. Whenever there's a wind upon my sea, I am afraid who watches over me. Master of the way, I know my blessed Jesus. I know the maker of the way. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the way.
I know the master.
I know.
blessed Jesus.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we just desire to depart with your continued blessing upon us, Lord. Father, to thank you for everything that has been said and everything that has been done, right from the items that were sung by the children. May your blessing be upon them for that, Lord. Father, the song worship, Lord, just opportunity to express in song. Father, what sometimes we find hard to express in words. But Father, how these words so greatly frame many times exactly what we feel, exactly what we're going through. And as we sing them, Father, what a wonderful thing that it is, because it becomes more than song, it becomes prayer before you. Father, we thank you for such an inspiration in song, inspiration in your word upon this day, inspiration in your people, inspiration in fellowship. Father, the inspiration, Father, that you brought down to us in this last day. Father, we thank you for these things, Lord. Bless Brother Brian with a rich abundance of your spiritual blessings, I pray. Father, may you be with him. May you continue to establish him and lead him and guide him in whatsoever way that you would lead him. Father, may you continue to bring such as should be saved, such as ordained unto life, that, Father, Lord, you may use him to impart unto them the very things which they need in this late time. Father, is our desire. Bless Sister Carol as well. Bless her as you've called her. Bless their family. Bless the congregation. Father, bless their journey back. Give them traveling mercies. Even their family they came to visit here. I do pray for each of the people. Father, I pray that your word will, we know it will never return void. I just pray that you'll quicken the word that was spoken last night to the souls of those people. And Father, let it bring forth fruit in due season. Father, may you bless them, we pray. Bless each home that is represented here. Bless each brother, each sister. Each of them that will be at school tomorrow, at college, Lord, at work, wheresoever we would go, whatsoever we would do. Jesus, how we just desire that you would go before us. Father, that you would go before in the mulberry trees, Lord, that you would continue to lead and guide us. And Father, in these meetings with Brother Peniel as he had come and Brother George Martin, Father, how we long to sit at your feet once again to hear from you. How we long, Lord, that you would bring unto us a word in season once again and minister a blessing unto your people is our desire. May we depart now with your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, saints.
What I ought to be, I'm not.
What I want to be, but I knew one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Oh, I want to be what God wants me to be.
Oh, I'm not
what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. But I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For I want to be what God wants me to be.
Lord, give me strength.
Lord, give me strength as I run this race, to stay on the path no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my heart, I feel the change growing from the start. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? None but Jesus Christ. Call him on the scene. Lord, make me anew. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. For I want to be what God
wants me to be.
Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I keep pressing for the mark of the calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. For I want to be, for I want to be what God wants me to be.